Welcome to ApplauseCast. This is Steve Mara.
And I'm Bill Hedge. Today we're talking to Piyush Gupta of Exeros. Piyush, thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Well, Piyush, let's start off with you telling us what does your company do?
Exeros Software is in the data integration space. We sell to corporate IT information technology. In most of these companies, you'll see that data integration today is still one of the top problems that they're investing in, they're doing. Data is the lifeblood of any of these large companies. The data is getting increasingly distributed. So you have customer data sitting in all kinds of systems, and they have to bring this together to get an accurate view of who their customer is, for instance. So they have to figure out, oh, I got customer data in system A, I got customer data in system B, how is it related? Is name stored here? Is name stored there? Is it stored differently? And they do all this relationship manually today.
So truly then, what you're saying is that it's a very heterogeneous environment that data now lives in corporate America. It's different brands of types of hardware and software, so it's even more complex than it all being one particular type of system.
It's heterogeneity, to use a technical term, of schemas. For instance, you might have address data stored in one system in a single field, long string. In another system, you might have address data broken up into street and number and city and so on and so forth. And when you're going to bring data together from two different systems for whatever reason, you might have acquired a company and you're trying to put everything into a single database, or for regulatory reasons, you're trying to figure out how data flows through your systems or the lineages, you got to figure out how to map them. That is done manually today. So if you look at any integration project, the ROI on them is for years.
So it must be a huge consulting effort if you're doing this manually.
It's a huge consulting effort. They throw people at it. It's error prone.
Yeah,
it's risky.
That it's fraught with danger in terms of making errors doing
this. Absolutely. If you look at, take a large package software company, you know, SAP, mm-hmm. Oracle, any of them, and if you look at their implementations, you'll see the wild card is the data migration. They're trying to move data from an old system into SAP. And it can take 6 months, it can take 6 days, it can take 6 years. It's a horror story because it's done manually. We automate that process. So our core technology is, if you have two data sets, you point us to the two data sets, we can analyze the data and thereby give you the relationships. We reverse engineer the relationships between two sets of data. And that's very useful when you're doing these data integration things. We can cut down the cost and variability in these projects anywhere from 2 to 5 times. It's a huge, huge, huge benefit.
You know, I think just a quick observation that in the old days, there was always a working assumption in Silicon Valley that you would pay $1 for the software and then $10 in the consulting to implement the software. So what you're doing then really is going to cut down on the need to have that kind of consulting focus.
Absolutely. We are trying to reduce that 10x. And you've hit it right on the head. It's at least 10x. You know, $1 for a product and 10x for consulting. And it's not just the money. And the fact is there are errors. There's variability. There's unpredictability. We're reducing all that. Now, you cannot take away the consulting. You cannot eliminate the human from this. But you can certainly make the human focus on the higher value things that they should be focusing on. And the relationships that can be derived by software should be derived by software. You still need the human being to figure out whether the relationship is correct or not, because we'll find, based on the data, alternate relationships. And the most statistically significant one may be the wrong one, for instance. It's only the human being that can decipher and say, oh, no, this second one is the right one.
So when you go in to a customer, what's the time frame? Now, of course, I understand that depends on the quantity and how massive of a task it is. But basically speaking, what amount of time would you expect this to take?
We expect return of investment within 3 to 6 months.
In the actual task of doing the mapping with your software?
So that varies. Depends on how big an effort it is, how much data you're throwing at us. But again, if manually you were taking a year to do it, then we would expect it to be done 2, 3, 4 months.
That's quite a dramatic difference.
It's a huge, huge difference. As I said, 2 to 5x reduction in time, in cost, and in variability for these things.